Then I saw heaven opened, and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire, and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood, and his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.
Hey there, Patriots. I hope you are ready. I hope you're ready. I hope you're gonna have a great time today. We're going to learn all about what is really going on with Silver. And hi-ho, Silver, away. It's been an interesting ride, and we're just getting started. And so I hope this is going to be really, really helpful for you. I'm Melissa Redpill, and we're looking at the current events in the light of God's Word. This is literally biblical. This is the takedown of this banking cartel that has run the world forever. And I want you to see what's happening. It's really going to love it. Here, go ahead and hit the like button. You guys, hit the like button, like and subscribe, and make sure that your bell is rung so you know when we are having a new video. And here is my website, melissaredpill.com, melissaredpill.com. We are doing something, like I said, unique, because we look at the clues from God's Word. We were told 8 times, I think, or 9 on the board that this is biblical. And so a lot of people thought that just meant monumental, but it really means literally biblical. And the Bible has so many wonderful clues. And we put one together just the other day. If you missed that video, you might want to check it out right here. Silver Scare Event. And I think that's really what we're witnessing, because the enemy is really upset about this, and they're trying to get you upset about it. But we are enjoying the show, right? Okay, so this is here. I'm going to try to go pretty quick today. The biggest thing I want you to see is, number one, this is where Elon piped up after the prices were skyrocketing, just going $40 to $50 to $60 to $70 to $80. It said silver prices are exploding due to severe global supply shortage. The physical market can no longer meet demand. So he responded. Let me see if I can find where he is. So there's a picture of it. Elon responded, "This is not good. Silver is needed in many industrial processes." Now, he does the solar panels. There are just in the cell phones. So much of the current technology requires silver, and they have kept it low, for no reason. Okay, except to keep all these prices low. But they've kept the price of silver suppressed. How do they do that? Because the paper, they can manipulate the price, but they can't manipulate the value of real silver. And we're going to get to that in exactly a few minutes, just so you can see exactly what I mean by that. All right, so the ones who need the silver, whoever needs it, they are willing to pay whatever price it costs to make sure that they have what they need to create their solar panels or whatever it is. Okay, so I want you to see that. Here's what happened the other day. This is over the past few days, just before Christmas. We saw the prices going up and up and up and up and up. And then, as of right here on Sunday the 28th, it came crashing down. So what happened to make it come crashing down? So I want to show you that. It's very important to understand what's going on. It was right about the same, right after Elon had made that post about, that this is not good. And I wonder if he is the one who made a big purchase. Or it very likely could have been JP Morgan. I'll get to that. That's an interesting one. because J.P. Morgan, throughout history, has pulled a fast one. Starting, you know, Waterloo and on down, and these people have no compunction about lying. So I think that that's possibly what happened. I'll show you that in a second, too. So then, this is, though, the price. Okay, this, like I was saying, this is the price in U.S. right now, $77.10. So 21 cents, whatever. It's really high, and they have not been able to push it where they, for whatever reason, that's the price right now. I think they can do a lot of things. They can manipulate a lot. We've seen them do that. I mean, to the penny, I've seen them manipulate things. But in China, the price is $80.64. Now, right here, it's saying $86.10. Whatever. Anyway, $80.64. Okay. But what my point is, why would there be a difference in the price between silver in Shanghai and here? And if so, then hey, load up a ship and take that that margin, take that profit and run, right? And why are they not doing that? Because the reason is because this has been paper. It has been paper money. You cannot build anything that requires silver with a paper silver. So we don't know how much of this is in America is real silver that can be, you know, put on a ship and delivered to an industrial company and put into a telephone or whatever. But this is what they've done. And so I might want to make sure that you guys understand this, because this is where humanity has to wake up and realize these people lie and they cheat. They're terrible. They're purely demonic. Okay, so here is a silver coin, a 1 ounce coin. That is a real silver coin, okay? That is what it really looks like. You can use that to make, you know, whatever industrial product you have to make. But what they've done, they've literally taken a little piece of paper like this and said, oh, here's 1 ounce of silver, pay me $77.28 for this little piece of paper. So when you go and you try to buy some silver, it's just a piece of paper. And all the industrial companies, they're saying, no, we need real silver. We don't need just your fake paper. We need real silver. So the gig is up, because they are willing to pay whatever they have to pay because they don't want their factory to shut down, right? Okay, so here we go. That's why the price in Shanghai is really the legit price, because of a real physical silver. That's why I've told you guys so many times, get someone you trust in your neighborhood, in your town, that you know that you can go, you can take, if I wanted to say, hey, I need groceries, here, I can go and turn this in and get $70 worth of cash so I can go buy me some groceries, okay? I've got someone I have a relationship with, and I trust this group, and they're wonderful, and that's why I've never sold gold or silver, because I didn't want to sell paper. I wanted to make sure that you guys have, you know, what you need in this, at this moment. I knew this day was going to come where the gig was going to be up. It's not just for the gold. It's not just for the silver. It's not just for the copper. It's for every stock. They've manipulated, and they only keep a certain percentage. And I'm going to show you how they've been caught and what they had to do and what has kind of gotten in some trouble. And so it's kind of fun. But before it's over, they have shorted so many things. They have such they've manipulated so much that it's just a matter of time before the whole thing comes crashing down around their ears. And that's what is happening right now. Okay. So here's, okay. Let me see if I can, I'm going to show you this one first. Well, let me just do this. I guess I'll show you this. Okay. So in China, because they desperately need real silver, they are refusing to ship any out at all. There's an embargo. They said this: we need all the silver we can get our hands on, and we do not need any of our silver shipped out. It all has to stay in China. So it says China will be imposing export restrictions on silver beginning in 5 days. Now, this is, whatever, January 1st. Now, it's within 2 days. Right now, the price, as you see in America, is still fairly low, $70 lower than China. But in 5 days, the price is going to skyrocket. It's going to at least match. This is what I believe is going to happen. It's going to at least match what they have in the price they have in China, and it's going to start. All of them are going to go parabolic. It's what I bet. All the markets around the world. Okay, because the other thing I was going to tell you is they have not kept up with the mines, the silver mines, the manufacturing. They have not kept up with any of that, and they are using it at a much faster rate than they are mining it. So they're not replacing it. So it's the scarcity factor is what's causing the prices to go up right now. And everybody who follows silver knows that, and that's coming up January 1. And that's why this all hit the fan. The restrictions will require special government licenses for silver exports. Shanghai silver prices are up to $85 an ounce, a $5 premium to spot prices in the U.S. So there is a difference here between whatever it is, $5, $10, I've seen it up to $14 difference, okay? Because it's not the one on the U.S. market is not based upon reality. It's just based upon what they can mark this little paper, right? All right. So this is what happened. One of the banks, and we think it's Bank of America, realized, they have this thing called a margin. What happens is they have a certain amount of stock in silver, and it's worth a certain amount of money. And then when the price went up, like it did on this 20, right here in this date range right here, all of a sudden, they did not have enough money, and the SEC knew that they did not have enough money to cover this difference. The price had gone up so much. So imagine, let's say they had, if it's $30 an ounce, and I'm just going to use some simple numbers. Let's just say they needed $30 million. We have that. We have $30 million. But then when the price goes up to $80 an ounce, they did not have the $80 million. Or at least the SEC wanted to know, if you have it, then this is your margin call. That difference between the 30 and the 80, that difference of how much it's increased, you have to send over to us because we need to know that you can make good on the price increase of silver. That is the SEC job, to make sure that when we call and say, hey, I see the silver price went up. I want you to, pay me the difference. I want to cash out. I'm going to cash out my silver. Well, they didn't have it. They did not have it. And so we think it was Bank of America, but we don't know. Anyway, so today the New York Fed injected $26 billion, $26 billion. That tells you how much they have cheated, how much they have manipulated. They should have been having the physical silver this whole time, and they didn't do it. They thought they'd never get caught, and they got caught on Christmas. This was the thing that happened on Christmas, that they got called out for this on Christmas Day. So of all days, and as I was talking about, the other day, that there was a beautiful sign in the heavens I thought was from Revelation 19. I said, something big is going to happen on Christmas. And this is what happened. The banks got called out because they did not have the money to cover all their fakey, shaky paper money, their paper silver. Okay, I hope this is making sense. But that's what happened. And they got called out. So the New York Fed, because they had what they call a margin call, to give us, make sure that we've got to be assured that you have enough money to cover all this in case people ask for, to get paid for their silver. So at least a portion of it. Now, I'll show you that in a second too. Anyway, so they injected $26 billion with a B in overnight repo liquidity. Same day settlement. Full allotment. That's outrageous. This is just a one-day payday loan. That's all they had was one day. Isn't that outrageous? We expect you to cover all this, and regardless, it says, give me your treasuries or mortgage bonds. A repo is basically the Fed saying, give me your treasuries or your mortgage bonds, and I'll give you cash, but just for tonight. When the bank suddenly needed overnight cash, it means liquidity is very tight, right? If you don't have money to pay your bills for that one day, I mean, you're going to be homeless, basically. That's where it's boiling down to. They're down to the scraps, and they couldn't make it meet ends meet. So, and none of the other banks, normally they would go to another bank, and none of the other banks were helping them out. So they had to go to the Fed. These are the very ones who have been mistreating the people, and all of a sudden now, it's finally time for them to get what they deserve. This is a beautiful thing. It's a very exciting thing. When the bank suddenly needed overnight cash, it means liquidity is tight, payments are due, margin calls are looming, someone somewhere needs dollars now. So, silver had just had a massive rally. Increase. COMEX raised margin requirements on precious metal. What does that mean? Let's see, I'll go back to this. This one, it says the CME, the COMEX, raised margin requirements on silver futures 13.7% effective December 29th. As of yesterday, they have to have at least 13.7% of that money available to pay out now, immediately. And so they're making a bigger requirement, which, you know, to you and me, we're thinking, well, they need to keep 100% of it. What do you mean 13%? But this is the way banking works. It's fractional reserve banking. They only keep a certain amount of cash on hand. They only keep a certain amount of the silver on hand. That's how banking systems work, because what they're saying is we are investing this. We're investing this for you in the stock market. And that's how we make our money, was using your money to do this investment. But the gig is up, because they're keeping, and we've talked about this before, they're keeping such a small percentage of that money available for people. Whether it's, if you go over there to get your cash, it's not easy to lay your hands on your own cash, as well as silver, so as well as all the other stocks. Okay, so I want you to see that this is from the Asian guy. Echo to Truth is sharing this from Asian guy. Now, the next thing is, the real price of silver and gold, though, when all this is going on, it was not affected in Shanghai. Shanghai's just moving on along because they're dealing with reality, whereas in America, they have cheated the system and they are dealing with fake. But the chickens are coming home to roost, because they cannot clearly pay their bills. They cannot pay if someone wants to cash out their silver. Okay. The next thing was, word is that JP Morgan has been hoarding physical silver for years. This is what's very, very odd. Let me see if I can just get the whole thing on this one too. I guess that's the main one I have with this. Okay. So here's what happened with JP Morgan. They have been cheaters forever. JP Morgan, as you know, we learned this from the board way back in 2017. They were the ones who sank the Titanic so that they could start the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve is simply where a group of bankers, including JP Morgan, would control our finances. We would have a central bank. They would control our money system. They would print money, and out of thin air, they would take this money and charge it back to us at interest. I mean, it's the most evil system you ever heard of. These people do this straight from the pits of hell. No doubt. This is a demonic system, and you're in debt slavery from the first day, and it only goes up from there. So J.P. Morgan, who has, you know, even from Waterloo, they lied about who won, and then the people, it affected the stock market, and it caused this huge stock market crash. They have been doing this for a long time. They have no compunction about doing it. They have, you know, they will lie, they will cheat, they will steal, they will do whatever they've got to do to rule the world. They are literally that Saturday morning cartoon. It's like, I want to rule the world. This is who these people are. So don't be surprised if they do this again right now. So they told, it appears, this is what I'm piecing all this together as much as I can. It appears that what they did was that J.P. Morgan told all the other banks, the Wells Fargo's and the Chase, Bank of America and the IBC and all the different ones, all these different banks, they said, listen, we're going to keep the price of silver suppressed. So everybody play along, and we're going to keep it at $30. And they've had it at some points like $9. I mean, it's stupid low. But and that's how we're going to, you know, we'll make money on shorting the silver. And they know that silver is the money for the people, and that we would invest in silver. We would try to, you know, say, well, silver's got to go up. It's got to go up because it's clearly worth this money, and it's in the best interest of, you know, for industry, et cetera. It's got to go up in value, but they have kept it artificially suppressed because so much of it has just been pieces of paper. And so they did that. But they all played along except J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan screwed their own allies, and they went behind their back and they started hoarding silver. They told, oh, well, this is how we'll do it. Don't worry about covering all your silver bases because we're going to, you know, it'll never go up. We'll never let it go up. We control it. So you don't have to worry about it. So just, you know, enjoy the proceeds. Whenever someone pays you, you know, $70 for these little papers, then you know, you just get to enjoy all that money because it'll never go up. That's how they've played. That's how these people play. And so they did that. Well, J.P. Morgan knew that what was going on in China. I'm sure the other banks did too, but for whatever reason, it appears that they did not do the same. They did not hoard. And so J.P. Morgan has hoarded to the tune of, let me see if I can figure out how much it is. It is a crazy amount of money. I thought I had it right here. Handy. Let me see if I can find it because it's really important that you see this. That's not it. Okay, here it is. J.P. Morgan sells the entire $200 million silver short position and flips long to 750 million ounces. They were short 200 million ounces, and now it's flipped to, now they have a hoarding of it of 750 million ounces. They, now all the other banks realize that now as the price goes up, J.P. Morgan is in the catbird seat. J.P. Morgan is safe. Not only are they safe, they control the silver market in America. And all the other banks are taking it on the chin. They are the ones who are, like this one I was just saying, basically was bankrupt, you know, out of cash, and had to go, you know, with hat in hand to the Federal Reserve because they didn't have the money. And all the other banks who didn't hoard are in the same position. Now, what I don't know, and I don't know if we can even find this out. And if anybody knows if we can find this out, you can go ahead and put it in the chat or in the comment section. But if, you know, if they have spent their money to go ahead and fill in their treasuries of silver, but it's going to be tough because with how much it went up, it was $27 billion. What was it? $26 billion that one bank had to cover. And that was just for one night. So the question is, are they scrambling to come up with how to get this money, get this silver, so that they will be able to fulfill these roles? Now, they don't have to come up with 100%, but they have to come up with this margin, this 13% whatever he was, they were saying, they've got to come up with the 13.7%. That's the requirement of the SEC. But the thing is, people can come up to them and say, we're cashing out. We're ready. We've been sitting on this, and we're ready to have the proceeds of our investment. It's $100 an ounce, $150 an ounce. We're going to go ahead and cash in. And are they going to have it? And I believe that's really what we've been told, that gold will destroy the Fed. Let's see if I can find that one. That's not it. Okay. Gold will destroy the Fed. Let me see if I can get that. Always. Okay, this one. This is the one. Post 2619 from 12/12/2018. And we were given a list at one point of all these central banks all over the world. Three different pages of it. Just on and on and on it went. And they've controlled all these currencies. And they have done this in every country where they've done this fake paper money. And they have all just lived in the lap of luxury. We're thinking that they sold us a real silver coin like this, or whatever it is, the real value of whatever we're buying, and they have not. And they've all lived all over the world in the lap of luxury, all these bankers. And now, all over the world, it's all going to be destroyed. All these fakey, shaky bankers will be destroyed. The Fed is the Federal Reserve that basically controls the money system in America or whatever country. These bankers that have controlled the currency in each of the countries. And so gold or silver or copper or whatever it is, this manipulated currency is going to destroy them, how they've cheated it. I hope that makes sense. I hope that's helpful. Okay. Again, we just talked about that the other day on the silver scare event, so you might want to, we've got more detail on that one too, on that video. Now, the person I want you to point the finger to is Jamie Dimon. Dimon, D-I-M-O-N. And I actually call him Jamie Dimon because he's walking right in the footsteps of the original J.P. Morgan, one of the most powerful people in the world. And now he's not only, he's put himself in a position now because of now screwing over all the other banks, and it looks like House of Cards is going to fall. He's going to be left standing saying, oh, we had the silver. Why didn't they have the silver? We had it. We're the knights in shining armor. We can save the day. Come buy the silver from us because we'll make good on the silver. And all you Elon Musk and all the rest who need silver and you can't go buy it from China, you can come to us and we will make sure that you're covered. You have the silver that you need. And it'll only cost you, right? So, he's in a position where he could control the world. You see what I talk about, that he's that cartoon character. So here he is right here. Let me see if I can find him.
Worthless paperclip.
I don't have the picture of him right there, but I want to make sure that you see who this guy is. Yeah, so he had been driving this price up, and now before you know it, it's gonna go up even higher. It's gonna go up even higher. Okay, let's see what else. Now I want you to understand something. I'm gonna read to you a passage from Matthew 24, where it's a really wonderful clue for us, and it talks about how they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them all away. So why do I have this picture right here? President Trump is playing this up so big because they have to believe that they're going to get away with this, and that they're going to win, and that we're going to lose, and that there's nothing we can do about it, and that we're just the little flies that have tried to fight back, but too bad, too sad, they will not win. They truly have to believe that. This is what it talks about in Matthew 24. And so what happened today was President Trump awarded Boeing an $8.6 billion contract by the Pentagon for 25 F-15 fighter jets for Israel. And if you saw that, I know you're probably like, what do you mean? Why are you doing this? Why? Well, it's not it all is not appears as it seems. Okay. And these, you know, they can say anything. President Trump can award that all day long. They won't get those fighter jets. They won't get those fighter jets. Before this, he can say it and he can, you know, play this amazing Academy Award role. He's the central casting for sure. He's the one who deserves this amazing award because he is playing it up, hamming it up like he and Netanyahu, who are best of friends. Don't believe it. He is doing this to keep us safe until the coast is clear. We are really close. What I believe is happening, and I'll show you this in a little bit. I believe that the bringing down of this entire cabal, I do believe it's coming up this Purim, and that's early March. That's literally just less than 2.5 months. This is really, really close. And so between now and then, it's probably going to get really crazy. It's going to look scary. It's going to look like, why is President Trump saying this? Why is he doing this? Trust the plan. Trust the plan. You know, we've not come this far to get scared away now, you know, and trust the Lord, because the Lord is the one who's in control. No doubt this is biblical. This is the day of our deliverance. There's no doubt about it. We're going to be delivered from these evildoers. And so when you see things like this, or who knows what you're going to see over the next 2.5 months, just know that this is all part of this show to make them think that they're winning. Okay? How do you cage a dangerous animal? You have to, that's on the board, actually. If you haven't seen that post, I'll see if I can show you that real quick. Let me see. Let me show you cage. Okay, come on. Right here. Cage. How do you cage a dangerous animal? Oh, wow. His cage is full. Let me see if... Oh, I don't see it. Anyway, there's one about caging a dangerous animal. I guess it's... I don't have the right caps or whatever. But, it's how you do it is you have to put them at ease. Oh, look, there's some wonderful steak in here. Isn't that great? Doesn't that steak look good? Go on in the cage. It's going to be delicious. And don't you worry, because I'm your friend and I would never let that cage door slam shut on you. No, no, no. Right? I'm your buddy. I've proven that to you over and over. I'm sending you fighter jets. Right? This is what President Trump is doing. And that's where I appreciate him so much, because I have such loathing for these people that you would see it written all over my face. You would know it immediately. You're like, you really don't believe that because you hate them so bad because of all they've done to humanity. But he is an amazing actor. And I'm just hamming it up. So I want you to just chill out no matter what you see. Trust the plan. Now, here's the passage I was going to tell you about from Matthew chapter 24. It says, when you see, I've got something super quick happening. Okay. When you see, when the sign of the, I'm sorry, let me start over. Matthew 24, verse 37. When the Son of Man returns, it will be like it was in Noah's day. In those days before the flood, the people were enjoying banquets and parties and weddings right up to the time Noah entered his boat. People didn't realize what was going to happen until the flood came and swept them all away. That is the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. Right now, that's where we are in this amazing battle. We are in this amazing battle, and we've got to just trust the plan, trust the ones that the Lord has put in positions for us, like President Trump, and know that they will not know what hit them. They have to be so assured that they're going to win and that nothing's going to harm, no harm is going to come to them. And this is all going to destroy humanity. And at the very last moment, the trap will snap shut. This is not for the weak of heart. This is not, this is real. This is a gigantic game of chicken. It really is. So I'm going to be here with you the whole time. We're going to do this together. Where we go one, we go all. It's going to be crazy, but we're going to win. And it's going to be absolutely wonderful. And as soon as they are gone from us, we'll have this beautiful golden age, right? You guys all know about the wonderful golden age, all the wonderful things that we're going to have. But we've got to get through this last little bit. We've come so far. But I'm convinced that we are at that last stage. And so we only have literally just a couple of months left. I really believe that I believe I'm looking at this right. You know, I saw this beautiful sign that was for Christmas. And I believe it, because the timing takes it, it's exactly to Purim. This is it. Okay. Now, they didn't know what was going to happen until the flood came and washed them all away. And that's the way it will be when the Son of Man comes. Two men will be working together in the field. One will be taken and the other left. Taken is, remember, they've misled us about this. The ones who were taken are not taken out in a rapture event. They're taken to Gitmo. They're taken to judgment. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taken, the other left. These people will be taken in judgment. But they won't know. In context, you see, that's exactly what it's talking about in context. In context, they didn't realize what was going to happen. They're just doing their job. They're just, things are going on as usual. And they won't know what hit them until the flood came and swept them all away. They'll be taken. Two women will be grinding flour at the mill. One will be taken. One will be left. So you too must keep watch, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this. Okay, so that's what we are doing here. This is why I'm always keeping watch. Some people are like, well, why are you even looking at a timeline? Because that's what the Lord told us to do, to keep watch. Keep watch as to what is going on, what is happening in this world. I could, to be honest, on this video, I could be talking about 1,000 other things. I could be talking about Charlie Kirk. I could be talking about like those Boeing planes. I could be talking about, you know, the Somalians. I could be talking about a lot of different things. But this is what he's told us to do. I want to connect the dots on what he has told us in his word. He told us to keep watch. He says, if you don't know, for you don't know what day your Lord is coming. Understand this, of a homeowner, who's the homeowner in this case? In context, it's these evildoers. They have run the world. The Jamie Dimons, the J.P. Morgans, all these big bankers have run all the currency all over the world. They've run the world. They believe this was their house, and they run it. And we are just the little ants. We're just the little flies that buzz around their head, and that we can't do anything. If that homeowner knew when the burglar was coming, he would be keeping watch, and he wouldn't permit his house to be broken into. So what is it saying? Is that these people think, hey, everything's going to be fine. I'm not even worried. I'm not worried about a burglar. Trump's our buddy. He's sending us jets. You know, he's working with us. See what I'm saying? He's kept them at ease. He's saying, this is, you know, everything's going to be fine. Not to worry. And they're not worried one little bit. He says, understand, if the homeowner knew exactly when the burglar was coming, the judgment was falling, they would keep watch and not permit their house to be broken into. But they're not watching. The pride comes before a fall. The pride comes before a fall. They're so proud, prideful, they don't realize what's about to hit them. They really don't. They think that we're silly to think that that's going to happen. Oh, those silly people. Because they think, I imagine behind the scenes, maybe President Trump has even said something like, oh, those silly people, they're... And who knows? He may say we're dumb or whatever. It doesn't matter. He will say whatever he has to say to keep us safe. He says, you must also be ready for all the time, for the Son of Man will come when least expected. In other words, in context, it's talking about judgment will come when least expected. Now, I'm going to say I'm expecting it on Purim, because Purim, from the study of Esther, and I'll have to bring you another video about this. We've done studies on Esther before. Esther is the study of when God's people were under threat of being annihilated. Esther went to the king, and she was able to save all the people, all of God's people. Amazing story, and it is celebrated every year at Purim, P-U-R-I-M, and that's happening March 3rd. So that would be an ideal time on the timeline of the biblical festivals for the evildoers to get to be brought down, to be brought down in judgment. So, all right, I want you to see that. Let me see that I've done that one. Okay, so I wanted you to see also, remember we've talked about Nahum. Nahum, there's several different key passages that I want to make sure that you know about that are talking about silver and gold. And so here is one from Nahum chapter, I want to say it's chapter 3. No, 2, 8 through 10. It says, the people are slipping away. Stop, stop, someone shouts, but no one even looks back. Loot the silver and plunder the gold. There's no end to Nineveh's treasures. It's vast, uncounted wealth. Nineveh is the New World Order. They don't even know how much they have. They all over the world, how much they've stolen from us. They've just hoarded and hoarded and hoarded. And it's all over. And so it is ours. And so somehow, in this amazing, amazing, God's amazing wisdom, he has had that set up where it's all going to come back to us. Loot the silver and plunder the gold. And so this is in this book, End Times Major Clues from Minor Prophets. This is, we've been researching this and realizing this was talking to us. How are we going to bring them down? You have to bring down their money system. This is, and it's the thing is, none of us, I didn't know that they were shorting, you know, silver, that they weren't paying, you know, they didn't really have the on the value of it. I don't know. If I ever knew it, I didn't really quite connect it. But now that makes it very easy for them to get caught because they don't have the money to pay the difference, right? The margin, the difference between the lower price and the higher price. And so it sounds horrible, and it is, but it is the way to bring them down. And they clearly thought everything was going to be fine, hunky-dory, because they didn't cover their bases, right? It says, there's no end to Nineveh's treasures, its vast uncounted wealth. Soon the city is plundered, empty, and ruined. Hearts melt and knees shake. The people stand aghast, their faces pale and trembling. When this starts to happen, they're going to flip out. They're going to realize, we got nothing. All of our power, all of our money is gone. You know that's what happened exactly with this one bank, that they were knees knocking, and just like, oh no, we're so screwed. this is a big deal. This is a big day. All right, so I want you to see that. I've read to you many times about Habakkuk 2, the other passage about Habakkuk 2, and this is all, and you've just got to check it out. It's so wonderful. Suddenly your debtors will take action and turn on you and take all you have, while you stand trembling and helpless. Because you plundered the many nations, now the survivors will plunder you. Now, if you are able to buy some silver, know that every ounce of silver coin, not the fakey paper, okay, but the real silver coins that you buy, every one that you buy is another nail in their coffin. It's another way to bring down judgment on them. And so I'm like, yes, let's all be part of it if we possibly can. And yes, in the future, I think it's going to be thousands of dollars worth. Gold is worth $4,500. Or now we went down a little bit today, but whatever, it doesn't matter. It was, you know, it's all, you know, they're just scrambling and fighting and whatever, manipulating. But eventually it's just going to go up and up and up. And as I was saying before, this is what will destroy the Fed. It's the gold and the silver and all the precious metals that have intrinsic value and that they misused. All right, so that's in Habakkuk. And then this is a wonderful passage in Daniel chapter 12. I love this. It gives me so much encouragement. It says, blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1335 days. I believe that's that from Christmas Day to Purim is that additional 45 days from 1260 to 1335. I know this sounds like, what is she talking about? This is very complicated. There's a passage right here where it says, how long will this take until this is all accomplished? He says it'll be time, times, and half a time, which is 1260 days. It's 3.5 years. Anyway, you can count it up. You can look at some of my older videos. It's 1,260 days. I believe that 1,260 days completed when when the gold happened, when it says the angel was standing in the sun, that happened on Christmas. I had posted about it on my, and it's pinned on my X still, that there would be something big that would happen on Christmas Day, and it was the bringing down, the first shot across the bow of the bringing down of the financial system, the financial cartel, the banking cartel. Amazing. So that, I believe that 1260, we finally have that date, and that is Christmas Day 2025, the famous Christmas that we get our gigantic Christmas present of getting set free from these people. So, and then you add into there, it's from 1260 to 1335. I got to figure out how many days that is. Okay, now, come on, Melissa. So 1335 from 1260 is 75 days. That's 2.5 months. Okay, yeah. I didn't want to mess that up. So 2.5 months, that takes us to Purim, which is in early March. And that is the celebration of the destruction of our enemies. I've been wanting to know the answer to this riddle forever. And we finally have found it. We finally found. Blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1335 days. I really do believe that's where we are. I was right about the one in Christmas. I think I'm right about this one too. And it's going to be crazy because they're going to start to have knees knocking. And faces aflame with fear when they realize, hey, we got to figure out how to come up with this money. And it's all going to start to come down around their ears. And in the meantime, probably President Trump will come up with something to try to look like, oh, we're going to make it all work out. We're going to work with you. So don't worry, no matter what he does, trust the plan, okay? I don't know what he's going to do for these people. I don't know what's going to happen each step along the way, but I trust the plan, and I trust that this is what God has put in his word, that we're going to be rescued. Blessed are those who wait and remain until the end of the 1335 days. So here we go. Our wonderful president having his popcorn. Check it out. Enjoy it, because this is what people have been waiting for thousands of years, to see this, the end of these criminals running the world, controlling the currency, and using us as their plebes. And it's the end of it for us. End of it for them. It's the beginning of 1,000 years of peace for us. All right, so here's our hi-ho silver. I'm going to do that before we jet out. I've got a meeting I've got to get to. So anyway, I want you to see that. I hope this is a big blessing to you. Research all these things that I'm showing to you, and check it out. I have it all on my X account, Melissa Red Pill. I've got it over on my Freedom Force Battalion Telegram account. If you want to go and follow us over, so go to melissaredpill.com, and you can see all of the true links. And let me see if I can show you to that real quick. Here it is right here. You can go and you can follow us right here on the social media, and you can make sure that you are following the real one, because as these days go by, we're going to be connecting more dots. I'm just excited that we've gotten these connected. I've been wanting to know these dots forever. And we've been looking for Christmas. We've been looking for Christmas all these years, and now we finally have found it. All right, so the other thing is you can, my books are on audiobook or right here if you want to actually listen to the audiobooks, as well as more information about end times. If you've been misled about end times or so scared about end times, don't be. It's the end times for them. And 1,000 years of peace for us, right, you guys? And then don't forget, this is the social media. And also definitely check into all the information about the health links. You will love it. Natural resources that you can get your health back, also for your pets. Tips for improving your health, getting yourself all in wonderful condition. So you can fight off the cabal. I'm telling you, that says what I'm... they've tried everything against me. It's a miracle that I'm still kicking, because they have tried so hard to harm me. But somehow, by the grace of God, I'm still here. We all are, and we're gonna see. We're gonna make it. We're almost there, you guys. Really, really that close. Let's pray. Thank you again, Lord. We praise you that this is the day that you promised to us, Thank you that you promised that we would see the end of our enemies, that we'll look for them and we won't be able to find them. You've promised that to us, and we trust your word. And we're not going to worry about one thing. We trust you every minute of the day. We've learned to trust you all of our lives. And we know that you're going to lead us through, and you're going to deliver us from these evildoers. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you that you have this perfect plan to set us free. And thank you that they won't know what hit them until the flood comes and washes them all away. And Lord, just as we see all these things play out over the next couple of months or however long it takes, but you know, especially at Purim, Lord, we would really like to see them destroyed at Purim on your special day of celebrating the destruction of our enemies. If that's the day, we just, Lord, help ask you to help us each day that we would just see these things and that you would speak to our hearts and to help us to realize what's going on and to not worry and to completely put our trust in you. We thank you and we praise you that you deliver us from their clutches all the time and you rescue our lives from their grasp. And we praise you and thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, guys, I love you. Yes, I'm telling you, that's exactly right. Because like these health tips I hear here, I'm telling you, that's how I'm still kicking. I'm very thankful because I want to see this beautiful golden age. How about you guys? I know you do. All right, guys, I love you. And I think we'll watch our little hi-ho silver. And away. You want to say it with me? Hi-ho silver. Away. Remember how I would say that? Not that any of you were old enough to watch watch that show, but yeah, love it. Hi ho silver, here we go. Love it. Okay, so I'll talk to you again on I think on Sunday. If I can come on before that, I will, and I will talk to you later.
And his title was the Word of God. The armies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe at his thigh was written this title, King of Kings and Lord of Lords.